Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and praise the Lord. We are on live here at Labors for Christ Word Life Center Spiritual Growth and Development class. Just a brief update, do some housekeeping. Our campus is closed. We are not having class at 1750 West 103rd Street in Chicago due to the weather conditions. So the campus is closed. We are doing this live on Blog Talk. So if you are here with us from 6:30 to 7:15 will be prayer, and then 7:15 to 8 p.m. we will focus on praise and worship with the book Prophetic Praise by Joshua Fowler, as well as talking about our worship. Is it cultural? Is it relational? Or is it religious? So we do hope that you are here and you will join in with us. We're going to play some music and then just prepare our hearts as we enter in prayer on this evening, this month of December. We will be doing healing worship. Our prayers will focus on healing and worship. So we will go through the names of God and who we worship, and we will prepare to enter in. We do pray that you tune in with us. Thank you.
Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. Make me a house, make me a house of prayer, a house of prayer.
Lord, make me a house, make me a house of prayer. Lord, make me a house, make me
the fire on my altar never burn out. The fire on my altar never burn out. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer.
May the fire on my altar never burn out. The fire on my altar never burn out. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer.
I want to seek your face, seek your face, oh Lord.
Make me a house,
oh,
make me a house of prayer,
a house of prayer. May the fire on my altar never burn out, the fire on my altar never burn out, may the fire on my altar never burn out,
make me a house of prayer.
I want to seek your face, oh Lord.
Make me a house, make me a house of prayer, a house of prayer.
May the fire of my altar never burn out, the fire of my altar never burn out. May the fire of my altar never burn out, make me a house of prayer. Fire for my altar never burn out. The fire for my altar never burn out. May the fire for my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. We pray, Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. I wanna seek your face, oh Lord.
Thank you.
Be our confession that the fire of our altar will never go out, that we will always remain on fire for that which the Holy Spirit is desiring to burn and urge and create and nurture and purify and refine within us. So we are excited about what God is doing. We do thank you for joining in with us again. This is Laborers to Christ Word Life Center Spiritual Growth and Development class. Again, the campus is closed tonight. The campus is closed tonight, and we are now on Blog Talk just due to the weather for this one evening. So we will be having prayer from 6:30 to 7:15, and then we will enter into the Joshua Fowler book, Prophetic Praise, as well as talk about our worship being cultural, relational, or religious. So we are excited. We're going to take this opportunity now to enter into prayer. We do thank you for joining us. If you wish to pray,
I love
we do
you forever. I love you forever.
And focusing this evening and every Wednesday for the month of December on healing and worship, a worship that can heal, healing that produces a worship, whatever way that God and the Holy Spirit ministers it to us, that is what we shall enter into prayer with on this evening and throughout the remainder of the month of December. This is our second Wednesday. We have two more Wednesdays left, so we do ask that you continue to join in with us. So we just go in right now, Father. We thank you. And we praise you. We love you, O holy and righteous Savior. We worship you. The going down of the we count it an honor and a privilege to be able to enter into your face with thanksgiving and interest into your precious grace. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and power to flow through and in us and among us, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we, your people, your sheep of your path, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we honor you, Father God. We love you and we thank you that we are able to enter and to worship you because you are comfortable ministry. Ministry is so true. We are able to make you into your heaven, or God, in your life. Thank you. We honor you tonight, which will be an establishment in the earth, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We love you, Father God. We continue to do, Father God, in this prayer and in this petition to you, Father God. We thank you that your word says that if my people who were called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from our wicked ways, then will you hear to give yourself. Forgive our sins and hear from heaven and forgive our sins, and then will your ear and your heart be attentive to the prayers that are offered up in this place, Father God. So we love you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray to you, our maker, our rock, our savior, our stronghold. God, we pray to you, the God of all comfort. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, and we love you, Father God. We worship your most holy and righteous name, Father God. in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let that which we do be pleasing in your sight, Father God. In the name of Jesus, let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Thank you. We pray to the God of our worship, to the Lord of our worship. We pray to our Savior, to the King of glory, to the King of heaven. We pray to the living, the one living and true God. We pray to the Lord Almighty. We pray to the Lord God Almighty. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to the Most High, to our banner, to our rock, to the Lord of all the earth. Let everything that have breath praise your name, Father God. Let heaven and earth stand still at all of your glory and your splendor and your might and your power, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We pray to Jehovah Rapha, our healer, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for your healing virtue, both naturally and spiritually, both physically and emotionally and financially, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We come against church hurt and brokenness, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Those ailments, Father God, those things, Father God, that we claim, Father God, we pray that you'll forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from unrighteousness. And let not presumptuous sin have dominion or rule over us, Father God. God, we pray, we desire that we'll be able to stand in your presence and worship you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that heaven rejoices with our worship. God, we pray that heaven is in receipt, or heaven is the recipient of our worship and our praise, Father God. To you be all glory, honor, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, God, we love you. And we worship you, Father God. We lift up holy hands before you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we are reminded forever of your goodness and your faithfulness and your grace and your mercy towards us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We are reminded of the God that we serve, that you sit high and you look low. Thank you, Father God, that we're reminded, Father God, that you call us friends. Thank you, God, that we're reminded that you allowed your Son to die, to leave heaven and come down to this earth to be made of flesh and die on the cross for our sins, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And then it didn't just stop there. Thank you that after the third day, prophecy was fulfilled, because you are not a man that you should lie, nor the Son of Man that you should repent. And that which you said, that in 3 days he will rise again, that which you said, it came to pass. And so we worship you and we thank you. We serve an almighty God, all-powerful, all-knowing God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for that which you for that which you have released over us, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We release this reverence and adoration to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We release it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, all glory and power, dominion and honor, both now and forevermore, Father God. We lift it up to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we just cry out, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Holy are you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, God, that you are never changing, Father God. Thank you, Father God, you are indescribable. You're unexplainable, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you've given us this opportunity to bow and come before your throne, Father God. Thank you that you hear, you heard the cry of your people, Father God. And then thank you that you put out a request, Father God, to us. You saw us, Father God, and you said, go and do. And we accept it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you that it was predestined, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you that this moment has an outcome of victory, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you that these prayers are already answered. Your word says that it is finished. And so we thank you by the very healing power, the resurrection power, the blood of Jesus. And by your stripes we are healed. By your words it is finished. We live in a constant state of victory, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you that you are he that will bring a good, that will you have the finished, you are the finisher's anointing. Thank you that you are he that will fulfill your promise, that you'll work to an end, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we honor you. We love you, Lord God. We lift you up, Father God. We exalt you. We lift you high above the earth, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you are he who will judge us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you that you love your people. Thank you that you are glory. Thank you, Father God,
In the name of Jesus, that you are our praise, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we adore you and we worship you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you says, let everything, you said in your word, let everything that have breath praise you, the Lord. Praise you, the Lord. And so we thank you, Father God, that you've given us, Father God, breath. So with this very breath, we cry out, thank you, and we love you, Lord God. We praise you, Father God. We release the highest praise. Hallelujah to your name, Father God. Hallelujah to your most holy and righteous name, Father God. We love you and we adore you, Father God. We are your people and the sheep of your pasture, God. We enter into this next dimension. We enter to the gate of this next dimension. And we enter into the gates with praise, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we are thankful and we continually in this next dimension. Let the blessing of your holy name look different, Father God. Let it be reflective of the place that you are bringing us to, Father God, from glory to glory to glory, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we honor you, Father God. We thank you and we worship you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we decree and we declare, Father God, in the name of Jesus, your word, for the dead cannot praise you, for they cannot raise their voices in praise. Those who go down in destruction can no longer hope for your faithfulness, Father God. But we thank you, Father God, that you have called us. You said, will these dry bones live, Father God? And your prophecy to your word was fulfilled. And yes, Father God. So we thank you that with these live bones, we shall rejoice again, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that we will release from our mouths and from our hearts, Father God, a praise, Father God, that will, a prophetic praise, Father God, that will cause the fulfillment of the prophecy in our lives, both individually and then collectively as a ministry labors for Christ's Word Life Center, Father God, to manifest in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that even as we do, you will perfect everything that concerns us. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You are the only God. In the name of Jesus, thank you that you are majesty. You are the living Father. You are the just and mighty one. You are the great King above all. And we have the opportunity to worship you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we have the pleasure and the privilege, Father God, right now to come before you, Father God, and bow down before you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you that in our individual prayer closets and prayer time, Father God, we will dance to you. We will release the songs of the Lord to you. We will release the sound of heaven into this atmosphere, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for trusting that we won't go and bury our talents, Father God, but we will operate through them, Father God. We will do that which you have called to do through them, Father God. And so we worship you, God. Hallelujah to your name, Father God. Hallelujah to your most holy and righteous name, for you are good. And your mercy endures forever, and your truth endures through all generations. Thank you, Father God, that it will never be watered down. The truth of who we worship and the power of who we worship is never changing, Father God. But thank you, Father God, that you, even in your consistent state, Father God, you cause us to go from glory to glory to glory, and we're always in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you that you take us, Father God. We are walking with you, Father God, and in you, Father God, and we glorify you, God. Let our light shine, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that it will bring a hope and a peace to a dying generation, Father God, to a dying people, Father God, to a hopeless world, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to a faithless and relationshipless generation with you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray, Father God, that we will go into our places of prayer, intercession, and a warrant, Father God, and we will wage a warfare, Father God. We thank you for the anointing to read scripture, Father God, and to release the power of it into the atmosphere, Father God. Thank you for your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for every book in the Bible. Thank you for every scripture, Father God, in the name of Jesus, every passage, Father God. Thank you for every experience, every story that was told and shared, Father God. God, let the manifestation of your power, of the power of your word, Father God, rest in us and through us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we glorify your most holy and righteous name. We love you, Father God, because we know, Father God, in and of ourselves, we are nothing, Father God, but you breathe breath into us daily, Father God, that gives us purpose and destiny, Father God. Thank you that there is a plan, Father God, that you have written for us, Father God, and we are excited about the opportunity to walk in it, to live in it, Father God, to love through it, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you and we glorify you, for you are the Holy Father. You are the Holy One. You are the Holy One among us, Father God. You are I am who I am. Thank you, Father God, that you are the judge of all the earth. We worship the King of glory, the King of heaven, the living and true God. Thank you that we worship the maker of all things, the Most High. We worship our advocate, our comforter in sorrow, our confidence, our helper, our hiding place, our hope, our light, our mighty rock. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that we worship our strong deliverer. Thank you, Father God, that we have the worship. We have the opportunity to worship he who we release songs before and to and through. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you that you are our judge, our dwelling place, the only wise God. Thank you, the one to be feared, our support, our strong deliverer. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you that we worship you, our leader, our mighty one, our redeemer, our refuge and strength, our righteous Father, our rock of salvation. Thank you that we worship you, our shepherd, our sovereign Lord, our almighty God. God, we thank you in the name of Jesus that we worship the God who sustains us. Thank you, Father God, that you will sustain every level of healing and deliverance, Father God, that you have allowed us to be recipients of, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for a mind to live whole, healed, and delivered, Father God, a mind to live free from the bondage of sin, Father God. God, we thank you, Father God, that we won't be, Father God, in the name of Jesus, blinded by the lies of this world, Father God. But thank you, Father God, as your word says in Isaiah, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that our eye is not too, that your arm is not too short, Father God. Thank you, Father God, your word says that our sins have separated us, Father God. But we glorify you, God, in the name of Jesus, for your righteousness, for the blood of your son, Jesus, Father God, that gives us, that causes us to be heirs of healing and restoration and deliverance, of salvation, eternal life, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, let us come out of the mentality, Father God. God, we pray, we release over the people that we will be able to go and sin no more. We pray we will be healed from a sin sick mentality, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for healing for every infirmity, Father God, for every faulty thinking, and be healed, Father God, and delivered from the lies of the enemy and false teaching, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, Father God, even as you have you're raising up hospitals, Father God, spiritual hospitals, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that as we go to be healed and delivered, Father God, thank you for the anointing of a physician that will be released over your people, the great physician that you will operate through your leaders, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that your people, Father God, will be healed. Your word says that, beloved, I pray above all that you prosper and be in good health even as our soul prospers. God, we thank you for the intercession, Father God, that is being made on our behalf in the heavenly realm, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for the blood of your son, Jesus, who is the great intercessor and comes before you, making intercession on our behalf. God, we God, we love you and we honor you, Father God, because we know you don't, Father God, desire for us to stay in a broken state. Your word says, as an invitation, wilt thou be made whole, Father God. And thank you, Father God, that because we are heirs, Father God, the blood of Jesus runs through us and over us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we have a mind and a mentality to desire wholeness and healing, but then not just to desire, Father God, but seek after it, to receive it and to walk in it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, Father God, for the healing of your people, Father God, from muscle and joint pain and bone bone deformities and Father God, that they will become straight again and they won't be crooked and move and deformed, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, from healing from blood pressure and diabetes, Father God. We pray, Father God, that you will touch the sight of those that can't see, touch the mind of those who are confused, Father God. God, we pray that you'll touch the vocal cord of those, Father God, who can't speak, Father God. God, touch the eardrum and the faculties of the ear, Father God, of those who can't hear, Father God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray, Father God, that they will be able to hear and speak with clarity, Father God, that they will be able to see, Father God, both naturally and spiritually. Father God, in the name of Jesus, speak, Lord, by servant wait. We await your miracles, signs, and wonders, Father God. Make us a miracle, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, allow your miracles to flow and operate through us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We stand by, Father God, before you, asking you, Father God, to heal us of our sins and cleanse us from unrighteousness, Father God. In the name of Jesus, let us not stay in a broken, defiled place, Father God. In the name of Jesus, you did not leave us, Father God, wallowing in our blood. But you picked us up, Father God, and so we thank you. You wiped us off. You cleaned us off. Thank you for the blood of your son, Jesus, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that caused us, Father God, to live, and not just to live, but to have life and have it abundantly, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we worship you, Lord God. We honor you in the name of Jesus. We praise you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for healing, Father God, in our bodies, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you're drying up tumors, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for lesions and, Father God, and for abscesses. And, Father God, we thank you, Father God, that they are drawing out infection, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And so we pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will be free. Our bodies, these will be the temple, as they are the temple of you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will cause us to be healed, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you that your power and the blood of your son, Jesus, will cause us to be free, Father God. Let us walk in our sonship and in our daughtership. Let us walk as it was spoken by our apostle and our apostolic inheritance, Father God. Let us walk in the fulfillment of the prophetic words that heaven has spoken over us, Father God. Thank you that we receive words, but it is just all a manifestation of the prophetic word that you spoke before time, Father God, from our beginning when you spoke and finished our ending, Father God, our end, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we glorify you, God. We pray, Father God, for healing in the stomach area and in the abdomen, Father God, for ulcers and wounds, Father God. We cut it off at the root, Father God. We cut the very thing that fed into it, stress and depression, Father God, in the name of Jesus, inappropriate eating habits and unhealthy lifestyles, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Father God, that you have called us, Father God, to be whole and healed. Now, God, let us live in it. Let us walk in it, Father God. Let us operate through it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, Father God, for healing with kidneys and livers, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for lungs, Father God, to just be healthy, Father God. Black lungs full of tar, Father God, in the name of Jesus, will be clear and full, Father God, in the name of Jesus, pumping the correct flow of oxygen in and the correct flow of carbon monoxide out, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, even as we are in separate places, we link up, Father God. And as one can chase 1,000 and two can chase 10,000, Father God, we link up, Father God, here on the earthly realm, Father God, to cause a change, Father God, in the name of Jesus here, Father God, because we make our intercession in the heavenly realm. And your word says that whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth will be loose in heaven, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So we pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we bind the spirit of illness, Father God, and infirmity here on earth among your people, Father God. God, let the confession be that we are healed and we are whole. Let it not just be the confession of our mouth, but let it be the life that we live, the steps that we take, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We pray we will be healed from a beggar's spirit, Father God, in the name of Jesus, from a spirit of entitlement. We thank you that in confidence we walk as heirs and this apostolic house, Father God, and we glorify you, Lord God. We honor you. We pray, Father God, for healing and the vertebrae and in the disc and the back, Father God, up through the neck. We pray, Father God, for the left and right side of the brain. We pray, Father God, for healing in the heart, Father God, in the arteries and in the veins, Father God, that flow through the body and the fingers and in the toes. We come against nerve damage and neuropathies, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, Father God, that bodies, organs, and functions, Father God, will go as you have spoken them to, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, when people look, Father God, for an example of your healing and restoration, let us be an appropriate, Father God, an accurate, Father God, representation of your power, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, be Father God, let our worship and our confession, our testimonies be pleasing in your sight, Father God. Thank you that your word says that we overcome by the blood of us. word of our testimonies and by the blood of the Lamb. And so we thank you, Father God, for our testimonies and truth that we share, Father God, that we release into the atmosphere, Father God. God, let us link up, God, in the name of Jesus, with a worship, Father God, with a crying out to you, Father God, in song and dance and banner pageantry and flags waving, Father God, in the name of Jesus, with cymbals and high-sounding cymbals and instruments and key instruments and percussion instruments with our voices, Father God. God, let us, wherever we are, lift up a sound and a voice crying out to you, holy, holy, holy are you, O Lord God, strong and mighty, Father God, mighty in battle, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God. We thank you, God. God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, because there is none like you, from the rising of the sun and to the going down of the same. The name of the Lord is worthy to be praised, God. And so we lift up hands to you, Father God. We praise you. We, your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we praise you. We lift up hands before you, Father God. We break cultural boundaries and religious boundaries, Father God, and relational boundaries, in the name of Jesus, and we worship you, Father God, with one sound, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We glorify you, and we lift up holy hands unto you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. Our hearts cry out to you, Father God. We say thank you, God. God, we say thank you. Hallelujah to your name, Lord God. Hallelujah to your name, Lord God. We praise you. We worship you. We honor you, for there is none like you, Lord God. And so we pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for your peace. God, we pray for your power. God, we pray for your anointing to flow in us and through us, Father God. God, we pray, Father God, for every person a part of the fivefold ministry, Father God. God, we pray for healing in them, Father God, against the spirit of discouragement, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, that you are making us an example, Father God, of your healing power here on earth, Father God. Thy will be done, Father God, on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you that you are the God that sustains us. You sustain everything that you've called us to do. You have given us the provision, Father God, to live it out, Father God. You've given us the strength, the power, the anointing, Father God, to do it. Thank you, Father God, that you've caused our gifts to make room for us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now we pray that they will preach with fervency and with power, a conviction of the Holy Spirit, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we pray that they would evangelize with the passion of love and love of Jesus Christ. God, we pray, Father God, that they would lead, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they would shepherd, Father God, that they would have a heart for you, Father God. And if they have a heart for you, it will be transferred to their people, Father God, as they minister to your people, Father God. God, we pray for altar ministry. God, we pray for healing and deliverance, Father God, to take place in our private places, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So when we come together, it's just the rejoicing of you, in you, for you, through you, Father God. In Jesus' name, God, we love you and we praise you. We honor you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. The lines are open. If you feel led to pray, we do ask that you do so. Now at this time, you can take your phone off mute, and you may release into the atmosphere that which the Holy Spirit has given you, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah, Pastor. This is Overseer. I would like to share a word of encouragement from a daily devotional. And it says, take time to be holy. The word holy does not mean goody-goody. It means set apart for sacred use. That is what these quiet moments in my presence are accomplishing within you. As you focus your mind and heart on me, you are being transformed, recreated into the one I designed you to be. This process requires blocks of time set aside for communion with me. The benefits of this practice are limitless. Emotional and physical healing are enhanced by your soaking in the light of my presence. You experience a nearness to me that strengthens your faith and fills you with peace. You open yourself up to receive the many blessings that I have prepared for you. You become a cleansed temple of my Holy Spirit, who is able to do in and through you immeasurably more than you can ask or imagine. These are just some of the benefits of being still in my presence. And as we come together this evening, oh God, we thank you for your presence that is all about us. Whether we're in one place or many places, we are connected by your precious Spirit. We thank you, oh God, for the anointing of peace and of love and of holiness that you have cloaked us in, the righteousness of Jesus Christ. We thank you, oh God, that humbly we come boldly to your throne. And as we come, we are welcomed by you in your precious inner chamber. And as we bow before you, oh God, we bow in humble adoration. We come, oh God, and we adore you. We love you, oh God, as we remember all of your benefits, oh God, all of your pulling and guiding us to you, all, oh Lord, of your power that you have put into place so that we might be blessed. We thank you for moving worlds, oh God, so that we could be reached by your word. We thank you, oh God, for the fellowship of the saints. We thank you for the coming together, oh God, in oneness. We thank you, oh Father, for the faith that you gave us, that measure of faith. And as we seek you, we thank you, oh God, that you will build up our most holy faith. And as you build it up, God, we will believe your word for all that you have said. And then you said, if we believe, that you will bring it to pass. You will manifest yourself to us, and you will make those things that weren't as though they were, because we have believed you to do it. We desire the prosperous life, oh God, the prosperous journey that is prosperous and rich with the things of heaven. We thank you, oh Heavenly Father, for you giving us the mind of Christ, where we will desire those things that are eternal. And we will refuse to base our joy on those things that are temporal, those things that moth and can corrupt, and they can rust, and they can be stolen. But we build our treasure in heaven that is guarded and is graciously bestowed upon us as we need it in this journey. God, there is nothing that we need that you will not provide. We thank you, O God, for giving us purpose and then allowing us, O God, to be a part of your plan. Lord, we surrender our dreams and our goals and our hopes, and we hide in you, O God, that the life we live in the faith of the Son of God who loved us and gave his life for us. We thank you, O God, that you call us lovingly into your presence, that you desire, O God, to always be in fellowship with your children. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, that in mercy, O God, you view us when we would wander from you, when we would look to other things instead of looking to you. We thank you, O God, that your will be done in us as it is in heaven, because you have guaranteed, oh God, that all we need, the Good Shepherd will provide. We thank you, oh God, that you love us, that you forgive us. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy that endures forever. We thank you for heaven that you prepare as a home for us, oh God, where you are, so that we would never depart. And we thank you, O God, that as we are here, you have provided the provisions that are necessary, O God, for those things that you would have us to do. We thank you for the heart and the will and the love of one another
oh God, that as we link together, that we will change the atmosphere around us, and that will change the world. Oh God, we thank you that that change will be to glorify you and to lift up our Savior so that he might draw men unto him. We thank you for the leadership in this ministry. We thank you for the leaders in this ministry. Lord, we thank you for the ministry and the ministry's mission and vision. And we pray, oh God, that we are ever true to it and humbled by it as you use us, oh God, to reach a dying world. We thank you, oh God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The lines are open. If you are interested in praying, we do ask that you take your phone off mute. The lines are open. And so if you would like to pray, we do give you this opportunity right now, amen, to release that which God has given to you to be made prayer for in this moment. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Father
glory
God,
to your name, God.
Thank you, O Lord God, and we just praise you, O Father God. We thank you, O Lord God, for this moment and for this time, O Lord God, this moment to come and study to show ourselves approved unto you, workmen who need not be ashamed, but rightly in the word of truth. We ask now, God, that you would open our eyes, O Lord God, that we may behold wonderful things out of your law, O Lord God, and take that law and apply it to our everyday lives, O Lord. That we may be the epistle read by all men, and that we will be a good read, O Lord God. We will be a read that will bring life, God. We will be a read that will bring nourishment, O Lord God. We will be a read, O Lord God, in these last days and in these last times, O Lord God, that you poured out your spirit on us, O Lord God, to do the exceedingly, the abundantly, and the above all we can ask, think, dream, imagine, or even conjure up, O Lord God. We thank you on tonight, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, for this technology of bringing us together, O Lord God, and that the weather is no hindrance, O Lord God, to you going forth. God, we thank you, O Lord God. We thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that we're not taken lightly, O God, but that we'll have our ears open and attentive, O God, to the things that are being said, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, O Father God, this time, O God, and for this season, even yet again, O Lord God, we praise you, O Lord God. We thank you, O God, that you are cohesively joining us together, God, to be a force to be reckoned with, even in the kingdom of darkness. We thank you for unity, O Lord God. We thank you for oneness, O Lord God, oneness of mind, oneness of thought, O Lord God. We thank you for your word that says there's one faith, one baptism, and one God who is over all and who is in us, O God. We thank you, O Lord God, that not only do you blanket us, O Lord God, but you found a residence in us, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray now, God, that the residence of you, O Lord God, will be evident to the world and that we'll be a light, O Lord God, that sitteth on a hill, O God, that cannot be hid, O Lord God. We pray during this Advent season, O Lord God, hallelujah, that we will be reflective of who you are in the earth, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, O Lord God. Now, God, we just thank you, O Father, as we prepare our hearts and prepare our minds to receive and eat from the table that will be set on tonight. We thank you, O Lord God, that we will be full and that we will eat the whole scroll in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. We pray and we count this prayer as done by faith. It is so, and so it is in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Is there anyone else that would like to pray? Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, sir.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come before the throne of grace, Father God, We come with thanksgiving in our hearts, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for who you are. Father God, we thank you that you are our Lord, you are our Savior, you are our Master, you are everything that we need, and we just thank you. Father God, we surrender it, surrender ourselves all unto you, Father God, because you created us. So we thank you for being our Creator, Father. We thank you for, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, for being our rear guard. We thank you for being our shield and our buckler. We thank you for being our protector, Father God. We thank you and praise you, and we lift up holy hands just to let you know that we surrender all that we have unto you, Father God. We bow down to the Mother Earth to say, Father God, here we are. Whatever you need to do in us, Father God, we just pray and thank you that you're doing it quickly, Father God, that you're changing the mindsets, Father God. You're changing the hearts, Father God. You're changing our ways from our ways to your ways, Father God, that we will surrender, surrender, surrender. So we thank you, Father God. We do pray, Father God, for wisdom. We pray for knowledge and understanding, Father God. Hallelujah. We pray, Father God, that you have given us the garment of praise. No matter where we go, where we are, we can praise you, Father God. We can worship you in the beauty of holiness, Father. So we say, hallelujah. We say thank you, Father God. Thank you for this night, Father God. Thank you for the media, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that even we can... And that it goes out over the way, Father God. And those that hear, Father God, will receive what is being planted, being transferred into their lives from your word, Father God. So we thank you, Father God, that your bosom is full of understanding, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for each and every perfect gift that comes from you, Father God. We praise you and we glorify you, Father. Oh, we thank you, Father God, for your word that came and gave us life and that which more abundantly, Father. We thank you, Father God, for the Holy Spirit that leads and guides and directs us into all truths, Father God. We thank you for the Blog Talk Radio, Father God. We thank you because it was your design, Father God, that even those that are now, Father God, on the Blog Talk, Father God, they're walking in their destiny, part of their destiny, Father God. So we thank you now, Father God. We know without a shadow of a doubt, Father God, that you are the one that leads and you are the one that directs and you are the one that gives. And you are the one that takes us. So, Father God, we just thank you now, Father God. We thank you and praise you that we were in your thoughts, Father God, and your thoughts towards us is good and not evil. So we thank you, Father God, that you call us to be a witness, Father God. No matter where we are, we can witness about your goodness, your mercy, and your everlasting kindness, Father God. We can tell somebody, Father God, about you, Father God, not only what we know, Father God, but what we believe, Father God, in the name of Jesus. It's by faith, Father God. It's not by sight, but it's by faith. So we say thank you, Father God. It's not by walk, Father God. It's by faith, Father God. So we thank you that you gave us a measure of faith, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you, Father God. Oh, we praise you, Father God, for the instructions that are going to go forth today, Father God. We thank you for each and every prayer that has already been gone, Father God. In the name of Jesus, that it stirred up some things that in us, Father God. In the name of Jesus, your prayers tell us, your word tells us, Father God, wherever we are locked in, that we can pray, Father God. And you'll fill us up. You will run the cup over. So we say thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So thank you for preparing that table before us, Father God, that we can eat off your table, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and that we can eat at the full scroll, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So we say thank you now, Father God. Thank you for giving us wisdom, Father God, for giving us knowledge and understanding. Thank you, Father God, for each and every perfect gift, Father God. So we thank you now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that this is one of the gifts that you have given unto the apostle, Father God, to bring forth, Father God, to bring forth, to bring your children back to you. And we say thank you now, Father. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, that you are no short of your word, Father God, because your word is amen, amen, and amen. We can't add nothing to it, nor can we take anything away from it, because you have already established it, Father God. So we say thank you in the name of Jesus, Father God. We pray, Father God, for help, Father God. We pray for wisdom. We pray for understanding. We pray for knowledge, Father God. We pray, Father God, that we walk in the destiny whereby you are calling us, Father God. This is just the beginning, Father God. We don't know what the future holds for us. us, but Father God, you know, because you already have planted it in there, Father God. So we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God. Even when, if and when we go through the trials and tribulations, you are there to throw out the throw away, Father God, to fight out to
yeah.
fight our battles, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you that your word says, Father God, the battle is not ours; it is yours, Father God. So we thank you for being there to fight out the battle, Father God. And the enemy comes, Father God, to steal, kill, and destroy. But Lord Jesus, you came to give us life and that which more
yes,
abundantly.
Father.
So we thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank
yes,
you.
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We praise you, Father God, that the heavens have not shut up, Father God, that we can still seek your face. And you said it in your word, and we seek you, you'll find us, Father God. And if
yes.
not, the door shall be open. So we say thank you now for it, Father God. Oh, we praise you for this night, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let us continue to be that red pen, Father God, that when people walk by, we don't have to say who we are in you. They already know, because the Spirit will agree with the Spirit about who you are, who we are in you, Father God. So we say thank you now, Father God, that we walk in divine holiness, Father God. We walk in perfectness in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Because your word says, be ye perfect, for oh, you are perfect. Be ye holy, for you are holy. So, Father God, if you created us, Father God, and Jesus came to give us life and that which more beloved to us, Father God, that we can walk in the truth of that life, Father God. We can walk in wisdom. We can walk in the Spirit, Father God. We can be perfect in you, Father God. So we say thank you now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you now
yes,
that we do pray, Father God, that you bless this teaching, bless this the facilitator, bless each one, Father God, that is going forth in you, Father God, and that we won't be the only one that receive, but everyone that hears, Father God, will receive from you, Father, and be blessed, Father God, and be healed and be delivered, Father. So we say, ooh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank
yes,
you now,
God.
Father God, that your word is no short of his promise, Father God. What you send out, it's going to accomplish. Your word is going to accomplish what you sent it, Father God. So we thank you now for it, Father God, and we do praise you, Father God. We do thank you for this night, Father God. We thank you for everyone that's on the line, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you have given them an ear to hear, Father God. So we just praise you, Father God, a heart to receive, Father God. So we just thank you, Father God. You know what we all standing in need of, Father God. So we just
yes,
say thank
God.
You, thank you, thank you, that we are open to receive from you, Father. So we thank you. Run our cups over, Father God.
Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus. We say order our footsteps, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So we are aware of what we ask of you, Father God, that you will do it if it's according to your will, Father. So we say thank you now in Jesus' precious, mighty, supernatural name. And we pray, Father God, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah,
amen,
Jesus.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Oh, God, you are worthy of all praise, of all glory, and of all honor, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. If we can just ask people, just
hallelujah.
At this time, if you could just with us, take your phone off mute, amen, if you can, and just begin to give God thanks, begin to celebrate
hallelujah.
The atmosphere with worship and with praise
yes.
and adoration unto the God, our
yes.
Father, our Savior, our
oh.
healer,
that's
our deliverer, worthy
hallelujah.
Is he to be praised,
glory,
worthy
glory,
to be
God.
praise.
He deserves all of the accolades. He deserves all the passion that is within us. He deserves all the love that we have to give to everyone else. If we can just render that up to the Father and watch Him perfect that love in us. And that'll be the same love, the same praise in the name of Jesus that we do in our prayer time. And when we come together and worship and praise, that will shift and change atmospheres. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Just take the opportunity, amen, to lift up your hands wherever you are if you can, and just watch the promise of the Lord. When praises go up, blessings come down. And I know we look at that, but I promise you, when praises go up, healing will come down. Deliverance will come down. Provision will come down. Salvation will saturate our families and the atmosphere. Peace that surpasses all understanding. One mindness will come down, the mind of Christ. Confusion will cease. Depression will cease. Sickness will cease. Because He said, beloved, above all, I pray that you prosper and be in good health. God has to honor the intercession of Jesus. And if that was the intercession of His Son, of His blood that died, then how dare we not live in a state of prospering and good health, even as our souls prosper. Hallelujah to you, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, just release it into the atmosphere, and heaven promises to release. He will open up that window that no one seemed to open. There was no light. You didn't even know a window was there and represented itself, and it will open up, and blessings will flow. A blessing will flow that will be everything that you need. The I Am will be released into the atmosphere to be everything that is needed wherever we are, culturally, emotionally, financially, physically, Father God, spiritually, in the name of Jesus, in our churches, Father God, in our ministries, God, in the name of Jesus, apostolic and prophetically, we release it into the atmosphere. Lift up your hands, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. Lift up your hands, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King? The Lord strong and mighty. In the name of Jesus, God, we worship you. We worship every attribute of you, Father God. And as we release it into the atmosphere, let it manifest itself. Let it saturate and suffocate us with your love and with your presence and with your power. Breathe your breath into us and let us breathe life yet again. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. God, we thank you and we love you. Change our homes, God, in the name of Jesus. Change our situations. Allow praise to shift in the atmosphere, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Allow our worship, Father God. God, we speak to this prophetic thing as Samuel, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and that which he said, it never failed to make its impact and to provide, as your word says, Father God, that it will do that which you have accomplished it to do in the way you meant for it to happen, Father God. So we praise you, the God not just whose plan will come forth, but the God whose plan will come forth without mistake, without accident, Father God, but in the way you intended for it to happen. Thank you that it was not by mistake. It was not plan B, Father God. God, we thank you and we praise you, Father God, that which we see, Father God, you have blessed, you have spoken to, you have made all things work together for the good. God, minister to us. Let our minds phantom what all things are as we need, Father God. Release it to us in its season and in fullness and its totality, Father God. In the name of Jesus, make all things, Father God, all things work together for the good of those who love you and who are called according to your purpose. God, in the name of Jesus, God, we praise you. Don't stop. God, we praise you, God. Make our environment feel so that there is
no distractions right now. And we lift up, as you said, you teach our hands to do war, Father God. God, let them do war, Father God. Let them do war, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we clap, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And a clap that breaks and shifts some stuff, that busts stuff open in the spirit realm, Father God, that will cause it to be released, Father God. God, for miracles to happen, Father God. God, we break, Father God, in the name of Jesus, spiritually, the bondage that prohibits miracles, signs, and wonders from following us who believe, Father God. God, let the fruit we bear, Father God, in the name of Jesus, manifest some stuff, Father God, because we believe in you, Father God. Let not our living, let not our life, our sacrifice, our study be in vain, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Call fruit to abound. We call grace to abound, Father God. We call on miracles, signs, and wonders to produce themselves now because of a praise that was released, Father God. We praise the God, Father God, of miracles. We praise the God of healing. We praise the God of provision. We praise the God who's all-knowing, who's all-seeing, who's all-powerful, Father God, in the name of Jesus, so that that very thing will live up and spread up and spring forth out of us, Father God. Out of our bellies will no longer run dead waters, Father God, but out of our bellies will run rivers and rivers and rivers and rivers of living water, Father God, that will water and nurture our communities, our churches, our homes, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we praise you, God. We honor you, God. We love you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we need more in this apostolic and prophetic house, Father God. Let heaven produce now that which is needed in the earth. The earth is moaning and groaning for the manifestation, God. Manifest it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, Father God, we shake the atmosphere that it must produce that which you have called it to do, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, produce, let healing manifest itself, because you said by your stripes, by the stripes of your Son Jesus, we are healed. So that is our confession, Father God. That is our life. That is who we are. That is what we are. We are healed, Father God. I am healed, God, in the name of Jesus. I am delivered, God, in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
And we love you, Father. We love you. We love you. We love you, God. We love you past the state of selfishness and in order to receive something in return. But this we just release because of who you are. You are I am that I am. And for that reason alone, God, we love you. God, we love you, and we thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, O Savior. We thank you, O powerful one, in the name of Jesus. God, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
God, in the name of Jesus. God, in the name of Jesus. God, we call on the name of Jesus. We call on the power that is in the name of Jesus, Father God. We call on your name. It is by no other name. It is by no other name. It is by no other name, God. Let salvation flow from the north, the south, the east, and the west, Father God, in the name of Jesus, through our households and our jobs and our communities, Father God, and our social capitals, Father God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. God, we love you, and we honor you, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
In the name
of Jesus.
Ah, bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Glory to the Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. 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 God, our hearts reflect on your faithfulness and your love to us, God, in the name of Jesus. God, our hearts reflect, Father God, that right now, Father God, you've allowed us to have this breath. And with this breath, no rock will cry out in our place, Father God. In our stead, we release it unto you, Father God. We release a praise that has been burning in our bellies to you,
oh,
Father God,
God,
in the name of Jesus, God. We release that which has been hidden and locked up by fear, Father God, and anxiety and depression, Father God. We release that praise, Father God, that will break that very thing that held it captive. It will now stop and serve our destiny. In the name of Jesus, you're causing it to be for our good right now. You're causing it. You've already spoken for it, so now we call the manifestation of it here on earth as it is written in heaven. We loose it for our good now, Father God. And so we thank you, God. God, we thank you, and we love you. That thing that fills us up, Father God, God, let it be released through us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, in the name of Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
God,
oh, yeah.
In the name of Jesus, no matter where we are in our situations and our circumstance, God, you are still God. You still sit on the throne, and there is none like you. You are still all-powerful. You are still all-knowing. You are still everywhere that we are, where we're going, where we've been, Father God. In the name of Jesus, you are never changing, Father God. And so we love you and we praise you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. God, hallelujah, Jesus. God, hallelujah, Jesus. God, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Savior. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Excuse me. Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we love you and we honor you, Father God. God, we thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we pray for a shift in leadership that will shift us, Father God, from Saul's to David's, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we glorify you, Father God, that Samuel's, David's, Joshua's are forthcoming in leadership and leaders. And the shift of generations, Father God. God, we thank you for the paradigm shift, the shift from sheep to soldiers, the shift from lambs to lions, God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we glorify you. We honor you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Father God, for the shift in wealth to begin to the shift into the hands of the righteous, Father God. In the name of Jesus, God, we glorify you. God, we thank you that you're taking us from a place of shame to a place of fame, Father God. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father God, that we will no longer be ashamed of our past, Father God, but it will be through it, Father God, that we have found freedom and liberty to lift up our hands, Father God, unto you and to praise you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We bring a sacrifice of praise right now, Father God, to you, to your throne, Father God. Let heaven hear our praises and be glad, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let it be like music unto your ears, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let heaven release that which we need because of that which was rendered up, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Lord. 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 Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you. God, we thank you. God, we press past this place, Father God, past these boundaries and this brick wall that we've built, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, let every hallelujah, let every song, let every word of surrender, Father God, loosen the wall and cause it to come tumbling down, the wall of oppression and depression, Father God, in the name of Jesus, the wall that we have built that blocks, Father God, and keeps us from receiving that which you have for us, Father God. Unleash, excuse me, the power in our praise, Father God. Birth Judah in us, restore Judah in us again, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we glorify you, God. In the name of Jesus, let us praise through our passion, Father God. In the name of Jesus, let us praise with intensity. Let us be focused, Father God, in that which we do, Father God. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
God, we pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will be pleased. Thank you, Father God, that we will possess, Father God, rebuild and inherit cities, Father God. Thank you that we will possess provision. Thank you, we will possess the land. Thank you, Father God, that we will possess the new wine. We will possess the harvest, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. We will thank you, Father God, that you have rebuilt the tabernacle of David, Father God, in the name of Jesus, in your churches and in ministries, Father God.
We honor you, God, and we glorify you, God. We thank you, and our hearts cry out, Father God. We love you, and there is none like you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. God, I pray that we worship you, Father God, as we shift our focus from church.
No, not
thank the you, kingdom, Lord. God, in the name of Jesus, God, we pray that we will worship as kingdom citizens, Father God, not as members of some local ministry or organization or denomination, but as kingdom members, as kingdom citizens, Father God, as heirs, as children of the Most High God, Father God, let something be different about the atmosphere that was created in this prayer time, Father God, that causes things to happen even in our sleep, Father God, as we go forth from our different places, Father God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray, Father God, even for things that have been given birth to in this hour, that which in this hour, that which we have been impregnated with in this hour, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Father God, that you have adorned us with holy boldness and confidence to do that which you in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you. Hallelujah to your name, Lord God. Hallelujah to your name, Lord God. God, we thank you. And we praise you, God. We honor you and we adore you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God.
Amen.
Hallelujah, God. Amen. We're just going to ask, even as we prepare, amen, with the time that is left to go into the teaching, we're just going to take a few moments, amen. We're going to prepare ourselves with the Joshua Fowler Book Prophetic Praise, and we just ask that we just take these few minutes to prepare ourselves, and we will be back, amen, as we are ready to enter into the next phase of this evening.
Amen.
Jesus is lifted high.
Amen. We thank you for joining with us. We will now enter into the second part of the teaching with the Josh Fowler Book Prophetic Praise with our apostle, Dr. Shannon Harden. Amen. We do ask that you make sure your phones are on mute. And if you have a question or a comment or would like to interject a thought, we do ask that you just take your phone off mute and say, excuse me. Thank you.
Amen. We have enjoyed this time of prayer and intercession. And as we are looking at prophetic praise in the Josh Fowler book, one of the things that I wanted to just kind of have the opportunity to talk with you about on this evening is about praise and worship, but categorizing your praise and worship. Does your praise and worship, and so the question for this evening, Wednesday, December 14th, is this. Does your praise and worship, or is your praise and worship cultural? Is your praise and worship denominational? Or is your praise and worship relational? And so I know that it is difficult because we are doing this via Blog Talk. But however, if you can, you can text me as I'm doing this at 773-779-2900. Again, you can text me as we're doing this at 773-779-2900. And the question is your praise and worship cultural, denominational, or relational? I think so many times as we are in worship or entering worship, that our worship oftentimes reflects the environment that we live in, the culture that we live in, the times that we live in. Our worship sometimes reflects, it is situational because it often reflects what's going on in our lives or around us. Chapter 10 of the book talks about having the ability to bring heaven to earth. So I am wondering if a situational worship will bring heaven to earth, if a relational worship will bring heaven to earth, if a denominational worship will bring heaven to earth, or if a cultural cultural praise and worship will bring heaven to earth. And I think these are some, I'm sure if we were interacting, people could come up with other forms or types of praise and worship. But just as we're looking at this, I wanted us to be able to look and to honestly assess what do we have. Oftentimes our worship looks, our praise and worship looks denominational. It really looks like the religious structure that we are a part of. Sometimes it looks situational. And again, as we stated before, based off of the situations, the circumstances, and the conditions that we find ourselves in, our worship is reflective of that. And so one of the things that I want us to do as we are looking at chapter 10 in the Prophetic Praise book, he begins to talk about the company of intercessors and the people of warfare who are praying, and that there seems to be nothing like those prayers, nothing like not just those prayers, but also like their worship. Affiliate with people who worship like you. Is your worship contagious? He talks about there is a company of intercessors and people of warfare who are praying unlike they've ever prayed before. They enter into new realms of spiritual warfare. They enter into new realms of worship that many religious and traditional folks don't understand. Does our worship catch people off guard? Does it take people by surprise because it is outside of the norm? It is outside of what is expected and or anticipated. He goes on to say, like Eli, they are marking their mouths of those who are prayer warriors. But we must keep praying For out of our spirits and out of our prayers and out of our worship and out of our praise, we will birth a Samuel generation like none that the world has seen. And 1 Samuel, the first chapter, the 14th through the 17th verse, looks like this. It says that Eli said unto her, "How long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee." And Hannah answered and said, "No, my lord, I am not a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drank neither wine nor any strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Is there something about our worship that we can actually say we have poured out our soul before the Lord?" She says, "Count not thy handmaiden for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and my grief have I spoken hereto of." And Eli said, "And go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him." I believe that there is something so powerful about our worship. There's something so powerful about our prayers that the carnal-minded individual will mistake it for something else. There's something so powerful about what we are seen to be doing in the spirit realm that others look at and they misjudge or they critique and or criticize because it does not look like or fit the norm of their traditional worship. Again, if you are listening on Blog Talk and you have any input, suggestions, questions, you can feel free to text me at 773-779-2900. Hannah goes on and continues in prayer, and even though the religious order has marked her and accused her of being drunk, we must have the same excellent spirit if we are going to rise up higher. God honored Hannah's faith and perseverance and courage, and access was granted. I just believe that there is a prophetic implication here that out of our praise and out of our worship, out of the sincerity of it, out of the persistence of it, Holy Spirit will grant us access and will birth in us the Samuels that are looking to come forth in this generation. There is a promise, there is a birthing that we must give in this generation, and only those who can honestly pour out, allow themselves to be emptied out in worship, emptied out in prayer, emptied out in praise, can actually go before the Lord in all sincerity and give God that which is due him, will have the opportunity to hear access granted. And it is in that process of praise, in that process of prayer, that we will obtain the promise. So 1 Samuel, the first chapter in the 18th verse says, "And she said, let thy handmaiden find grace in thy sight. So therefore the woman went away and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad." I believe that there is a place in ministry that we find ourselves in that is oftentimes frustrating, and it has the potential to be overwhelming, but there is a place in praise. There is a place in worship that Holy Spirit has given us the opportunity to hide in. And as we hide in that place, in our most holy faith, as we hide in that place of worship, we are not just built up, but we are strengthened, we are encouraged, we are fortified. And it is in that place of prayer, it is in that place of praise, it is in that place of worship that not just is access granted, but it is in that place of intense worship, relational worship, that the promise is obtained. Cultural, denominational, and situational worship is not the avenues by which we can obtain the promises of God. As we continue to look, it says, when God grants us access to go higher, he has to remove the sackcloth and ashes that have not the ability to praise him. We have to learn how to worship the Lord because of his promises, not because he has given them to us, but because we believe that they are ours. We wait to bless the Lord and to praise the Lord once we got it. Or we attempt to worship God for it. But we need to become a people of worship, a people of praise. And we worship God not because he is doing it, but because he is worthy. And even if he chooses not to, it should not alter the intensity of our worship. 1 Samuel 19 is 1 Samuel, the first chapter, the 19th through the 21st says, and they rose up early in the morning and worshiped before the Lord, came to the house of Rahman and knew Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her. I believe there is a place in worship where the Lord will remember that which he has promised, and he releases it. He releases it because he is so sovereign. He releases it because our worship, it causes the ear of the Lord to be inclined towards us. If we ever want to get the Lord's attention, time with the Lord, praise him, adore him, marvel at his goodness. These are the things that Holy Spirit can use through us . You all were not able to hear those things. So I believe what we were saying were these are some of the instruments that Holy Spirit uses to keep us in touch or in tune or in sync with that which heaven is doing. One of the things we need to understand is that not only will our praise bring us in closer proximity, but our praise will shift, if you will, the heavens to us. If we continue looking in chapter 10, it says God is raising up Hannah, who will give birth to Samuel. I see the entire congregation being transformed by the power of the Spirit into Hannah houses. These Hannah houses will give birth to the greatest prophetic generation that this world has ever known. I hear the Lord say, Hannah, Hannah, come forth and give birth to my Samuel. Can you hear him calling, Hannah, Hannah, come forth? I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, Samuel, Samuel. Yes, a generation of Samuels is arising. Samuels are shifters. They are the shift generation. And wherever they go, they shift the atmosphere. Whenever they prophesy, it comes to pass. This is what needs to be released on our behalf. This is what needs to be released in our churches and in our atmosphere and in our midst. This Samuel generation, the Samuel anointing of the shifter. Samuel prophesied, and not even one word failed to make an impact. Samuel shifted the priesthood. He shifted the government. He prophesied the end of the priestly service of Eli and his sons. Samuel prophesied the end of Saul's reign and the beginning of David's rule. So it is with the generation of Samuels that are arising today. These Samuel shifters are shifting administrations within both the church and the government. We ought to get excited about the Samuel shifters. We ought to become a people praying that the Lord would, first of all, that the Hannahs would hear and answer, that we would have Hannah houses so that we could be prepared for Samuels to be raised up, this prophetic generation that will be so in tune to the voice and the Spirit and the move of God. We need to begin to pray that our worship would be conducive, okay, for the Samuels to be able to hear and communicate that which is going on in heaven at any given time. It says these Samuel shifters are shifting the administration within both the church and the government. He goes on to say, I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying shift. God is shifting gears, and we must shift with him. This shift will take us to the next level. There is a shift that we must embrace in order to reap the last harvest. This is not a generational shift. It is something we must discern in our everyday lives in order for us to cross over and possess our promise. Many leaders have been stuck, and like a gear that is positioned improperly, they will burn out if they refuse to make the shift, that God requires of them. Those who will shift in accordance with God, with his leading, will be exalted and will eat the good fruit of the land. It is time for us to shift in the following ways. And I believe as we understand this, we won't be a part of clergy burnout. We won't get weary in well-doing. Our worship won't be so stagnated. We won't be situational worshipers or cultural worshipers. We won't be denominational worshipers, but we'll be relational worshipers. If we could just understand the need to shift in leadership from Eli's to Samuel's, from Saul's to David's. Samuel, David's, and Joshua's are the coming forth to lead this shift generation. This will be the anchor generation. There's a shift of paradigms from sheep to soldiers and from lambs to lions. There's a shift of focus from the local church to the kingdom of God. Our worship and our praise shouldn't be church. It shouldn't be church as usual. We get excited. There's a worship that signifies or that is the signature of differences. You go to this church and you know they do praise, they worship like this, or they do praise and worship like this. But we need to release, a worship needs to be released that is universal and kingdom. There is a shift in today's dimension. There's a shift in wealth. The wealth will begin to shift into the hands of the righteous. There is a shift in structure from man's order to God's order. There is a shift from shame to fame. There is a shift in geography. There will be a greater movement and even the relocation of ministries as God rearranges the seat of leadership for those who remain faithful and teachable. Amen. There's a shift in the heavenlies. God is releasing fresh anointing and additional angelic forces into the earth realm to accomplish his purpose. There is a shift in church membership. An exodus has begun as saints flee from dead religious churches to churches where the life of the Spirit flows more freely and the Word of God is truly lived out. The churches that are shifting with God's apostolic restoration are going to see expeditional spiritual growth and development, while other churches will maintain the status quo. And so I need us to be able to hear and sense what worship and what praise that is relational, that is kingdom, will do, the power that it has within our society to bring about a shift. Do we have any questions, comments, input?
No, Apostle, but I do just want to say thank you, for the continual teaching on this area, in this area. I know we kind of went over it once in a different study, but it always brings something new, fresh revelation. As you hear it again, it is more applicable to this time in my life to where it causes growth, spiritual growth and development.
Amen. Amen. I want us to... to hear, and I know that we've been talking about the power of worship, or just really identifying what type of praise and what type of worship we have. But I also want us to know that our worship and our praise, or our praise and our worship, has the ability to change time and to change the guard. And so one of the things that the author talks about is, as changing times arise, we need to understand that those that are on the front line, our worship will begin to rotate and shift those that are on the front line. Our worship and our praise is going to begin to cause a changing of the guards. When we are on guard, we will be sober and vigilant. When it is time to shift, whether coming on duty or off duty, we will move the moment the clock strikes. There's something about our worship to understand the different timings of God. Unity creates a distant sound, a distinct and distant sound. And we must march together in rank and in order. And we can reference Joel, the second chapter and the third chapter, Psalms 133 and Ephesians 4. I believe we need to understand the sound, the distinct sound that worship will bring forth as it is unified. The scripture also talks about the five soldiers represent the fivefold ministry. And as we understand the power of our worship, we will understand what that looks like, as Ephesians 4:11 makes reference to it. He also begins to talk about the soldiers who have the scroll beneath his arms, represents the apostles. Apostles are graced to establish governments which cause divine orders within the body of Christ. And when operating correctly, the apostle can discern which fivefold ministry anointing is needed for a particular situation or portion of our worship service, and can release people to function in their calling. And it is only when we are unified, it is only when we become a people of praise, a people of worship, because it is something about that worship that makes the atmosphere conducive to be able to even tap in and hear. There's something about the unified worship of believers, a kingdom worship of believers, that allow the ear in the natural to be in tune to the ear in the heavenly or in the spiritual. And so how high will our worship ascend? Because however high our worship ascends is going to be an indicator of where we have access to hear. He goes on to talk about the other four soldiers represent the prophet, the evangelist, and the pastor and teacher. And these they take the shift when called upon. While not on a pedestal, they support those who are in prayer. They prepare for their next shift. They clean and load the guns, if you will. In other words, they study, they fast, and they pray. It is something when people understand the positions that they serve in and what God has called them to do, because when we know, it positions us strategically to become a people ready for war, ready for war. Ready for war, and not just ready for war, but ready to take over. The kingdom of heaven suffered violence, but the violent take it back by force. And so one of the ways that the war or the battle is won is through praise and through worship. These shifts also come as we think, and one or two things may happen. Those on post will stay on post too long, or they will burn out and fall asleep while on duty, which creates an opening for the enemy to come in. And so we want to make sure that in these shifts, we understand the role that we are to play in And we are faithful to that role. We're faithful to those responsibilities. And I tell you, worship lightens the atmosphere. Oh, my goodness. Sometimes the atmosphere can become so thick and so filled with the concerns of today that it's like you can't press through. But when people begin to worship and praise God, it has a profound impact on the atmosphere. But without it, those who are on post can become weary. The Bible says, don't be weary in well-doing, which lets you know you can become weary in well-doing. And then the second thing is that those who are ready and willing to take their shifts are sometimes unable to fulfill their destinies. And they're unable to fulfill their destinies because they have become disheartened and disillusioned while waiting. And so oftentimes we become so accustomed and we become stagnated because we hold on to something that was good. We hold on to a past movement of God, and so because it's what we can trust, and we don't let go and prepare for what he's doing. We are so accustomed to what he's done that we can't trust what he wants to do. And so while we're holding on to what he's done and trying to recreate or maintain that movement, those that are ready for the next level become weary. They become frustrated. They become disillusioned. They become disheartened because they've been waiting for the role they were supposed to occupy, and it was never released because we were holding on to what was. And so we just want to get into a place where we begin to understand the potential of our worship, the potential of our praise. And we want to get into a place where we understand the anointing of our worship, the anointing and what the anointing can accomplish. The scripture says that Samuel grew and the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fall to the ground. I believe that is a phenomenal thing. That's 1 Samuel, the 3rd chapter, 19th verse, that there is such a power in our worship, there is such a power in our prayer, that as we do it, we will ascend to new depths that will cause us to enter into new heights, that God will honor the words that come out of our mouth in worship. Our worship is supposed to be prophetic. Our worship is supposed to create opportunities in the spirit realm. Typically, our worship is rehearsing what has been. No, he's looking for a worship that will begin to proclaim what can be. And so this has been, I have been here to just assist and serve Pastor Marlette, as she is doing healing worship. I pray that there's been some words that have been said that has encouraged you in your worship experience. And at this point, we will turn it back over to your host and your servant leader for this evening, Pastor Marlette Lazarus of Laborers for Christ Healing Worship Center.
Amen, Apostle. Thank you very much. We do just want to thank everyone that joined in with us on this evening. Again, we were not at our campus. We did all this via blog talk, so we do appreciate God just making every provision for that which we need. So he knew we would need it, and a year or so ago, he made this available, this blog talk on air available for us. So we are grateful to the God that we serve for meeting all of our needs. We do ask you join us on next Wednesday at 6:30 for prayer, 6:30 to 6 to 7:15 for prayer, and then 7:15 to 8:15 for the continual in-depth brief overview of the Josh Fowler book, Prophetic Praise. We do appreciate and we pray that you embrace, obey, and enjoy the ministry of the Holy Spirit. We do just want to, on next week, we will also, as a prayer focus, and then have conversation about our time in praise and worship and how that matches where we are spiritually, our office and our the anointing that we walk in and under. So we do thank you again for joining with us. We pray, amen, that the blessings of the Lord will be rich upon everyone's life, and because it is His word, and He is awesome in everything He does. It cannot add any sorrow. We love you, and we pray that you embrace, obey, and enjoy the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.